From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, October 31st, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Rick Carlin is reporting at Capital Confidential, a coalition of progressive environmental and labor-backed groups came to the state capitol on Monday, October the 30th, as part of the ongoing opposition to the Constitutional Convention vote on November the 7th. Ron Deutsch, executive director of the labor-backed Fiscal Policy Institute, said, and I quote, "We have far more to lose than we have to gain. We think this is a recipe for disaster," end quote. While supportive of ideas such as a constitutional amendment ensuring the right to clean air and water, Peter Iwanowitz, executive director of Environmental Advocates of New York, said he believes a convention could endanger existing environmental protections. Others expressed fear that a constitutional convention could turn out to be a, and I quote, "Trojan horse," end quote, allowing billionaire activists to use their money and influence to help choose the delegates and create policy. In a related story, Matthew Hamilton is reporting that opponents of the convention have already shelled out more than $1 million in the run-up to the election. Two ads slamming the process and urging New Yorkers to vote no on convening a convention began running last week. According to filings with the Board of Elections, New Yorkers Against Corruption paid $600,000 for TV spots. Every 20 years, New Yorkers are asked if the state should hold a constitutional convention. If the answer is yes, delegates will be selected to develop a slate of potential amendments to the state constitution. Voters in 2019 would decide whether to approve any amendments that come out of that convention. Read both stories at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Daily Freeman is reporting that two municipalities in Hudson Valley will be enforcing Halloween curfews on today, Tuesday, October the 31st. The city of Kingston's curfew on Tuesday is at 8 p.m. for children 16 and younger who are unaccompanied by a parent or guardian. The village of Catskill also has an 8 p.m. curfew for those under the age of 18 unless they are accompanied by a parent or guardian. Melissa Hale Spencer is reporting in the Altamont Enterprise. Christopher McManus, vice president of the Gilderland School Board, has resigned, effective Wednesday, October the 25th. McManus told the paper the decision was a tough one, but because his job responsibilities have recently increased, he could not give the board the attention it deserved. The board is currently seeking applications to fill the open seat and will interview candidates at a public meeting on Wednesday, November the 8th. McManus said he chose to resign at this time, and I quote, "so the new member could be part of the budget process from the beginning," end quote. McManus was elected vice president for the first time in 2016, and again this year. He joined the board in 2014. He said at the time that his being well-versed in finance would help the board. He had worked for New York State for a decade, first on the Senate Finance Committee and then with the Division of Budget. McManus said Wednesday, and I quote, "I hope they replace me with someone who has financial background," end quote. Information is available from the district clerk at 518-456-6200, extension 3125. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. And finally, Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential. Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro said on Monday, October the 30th, he will likely have a decision about running for statewide office in the next several weeks. As for his thoughts on running, Assembly Minority Leader Brian Kolb said, and I quote, "coming soon at your local theater, stay tuned," end quote. Both men appeared on WCNY's Capitol Press Room to discuss the possible 2018 ticket for governor and lieutenant governor. Molinaro said, and I quote, "we started a conversation, and I think at this point we're just sort of feeling out what the party thinks and who might be the best team to send a message and represent the people of New York," end quote. Other potential GOP candidates include State Senator John DeFrancisco of Syracuse, businessman and former state comptroller candidate Harry Wilson, and Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with the temperature high near 52 degrees. For Sunday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 33. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, a chance of rain mainly after 1 p.m. There'll be increasing clouds with a temperature high near 49 degrees. On Wednesday night, a chance of rain before 9 p.m. Then a chance of showers after 9 p.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 41. And on Thursday, a chance of showers, cloudy with a high near 62 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 52. The sun rose this morning at 7:27 a.m. and the sun will set at 5:48 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 30th day of October 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Happy Halloween, have a good day, and a pleasant tomorrow.